Again here again they mention about animals that are big and large. But there is no telling when and what happened. It's just simply saying they were the giant furry animals. Even the skunk was big. So there is a bit of truth, maybe. Maybe he's just in imagination. These are the long, long time ago. So in those days then, our ancestors' mind was just as chaotic as the rest of the nationalities that have tried to understand their being or where they came from. The only place that we find peaceful, agreeable story is Jewish Old Testament. It's very well put. And it's supposed to be truth for the Jewish people. And our First Nations in North America, they didn't have that. They didn't have, they did have, for certain, they did have one creator. They have one great spirit. The only thing is they didn't worship him the same way. They didn't have no regulations. They didn't have no unified faith, no instruction for the group. It was each to individual to develop his faith, her faith, and then believe in it and practice it as he lived. Now, how does one develop these things? So it has been said, when the young person is born, sometimes a parent or grandparents would have a dream already about the child, as if indication is he is told this parent or this elder, this child that is born will be something. So they remember that. So when the child is grow up, they watch it. And when the child is about 3 or 4, shows a little sign about that is a bit extraordinary than the normal child. By 5 years old, this child, he speaks already, and he or she. And then the elders will listen this child and watch his behavior. And also, sometimes the child will tell the story, they will tell that his dreams. Maybe sometimes the nightmare. So when the elder listen, they catch that gifted thing, whatever that is. So they begin to guide this little guy, little girl, into more dreaming. They even instruct the young kid to wish to dream, the one that is mystery, that is mysterious. So if they find out this child can be steered into dreaming and can will the dream to come, particular one, that is a gifted child. That's what they thought it was. So he is trainable. He can be trained, or he can be trained. It's a gifted person. So they begin to encourage him to dream, to try to dream things that are not understood even in many things. So the child grew up to be from 5 years of age. He has to learn to sleep by himself. By 5 years old, he is told, okay, you do not sleep close to your parents, or maybe between them or besides them. Now you have to learn to sleep alone. So they put him a little ways from their parents, and the child goes to sleep there alone. At first, he cannot stay there all night. Sometimes he crawl into her parents because he gets scared. Or sometimes he'll have a nightmare, he will wake up and cry. And the parents reassure him, no, there's nothing, it's only a dream. This happens on and on. As he grew up, he has more dreams and more nightmares along with it. And then the elders appointed to listen to the dream, what he described. But they don't want the little kid to say it all. They say just generalize it. And they say, okay, keep that to yourself and go back to sleep. Or try the dream that next time.